In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, the 12th of March. Today, good as always to have you along, everybody. There are not small parts of this planet where airlines are just not allowed to fly the Boeing 737 MAX 8 in the wake of that Ethiopian Airlines flight this weekend. China and the European Union, to name just two. Not so far, though, the United States. But there is mounting pressure, I think that is the stock phrase, on the FAA to do something about it. John Ostrower is a longtime aviation journalist, also now the editor-in-chief of The Air Current. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Let me cut to the chase here. If this had been, say, Southwest or American and one of their 737 MAX 8s, would the FAA have grounded those things already?
Almost certainly. I think you have to look at the severity of this and how much of a statistical aberration this is in an era of incredible aviation safety. Certainly the most important thing is finding out what happened to the Ethiopian flight and concluding the investigation right into what went on in Indonesia. But the bottom line is the standard for safety that we have right now, we hold our aviation system to, is absolutely tremendous. And we have to go back to the 60s and 70s, even the 50s, to find a case where you've lost two aircraft in new aircraft in this kind of rapid succession.
Let's assume, just for the heck of it, that in the next 24 hours, the political pressure mounts on the FAA, as it is already doing. There are members of Congress calling for the FAA to ground this plane. What does Boeing do? Obviously, it doesn't fly. The airlines can't fly it. But then what happens?
So what happens is, and this is the tricky part,
right,
because if you establish a grounding, you have to establish a criteria for which you get out of that grounding as well.
Huh.
You know, what will satisfy the flying public? What will satisfy regulators? What will satisfy airlines? And that's something that's going to be have to decided potentially in advance of this grounding. And this is, you know, what ultimately happened when the 787 was grounded, was that
it was battery fires, right? Lithium battery fires.
It was, yeah. It, and so in those situations, on two Japanese Dreamliners back in 2013, those events in rapid succession, just a few weeks apart, caused the grounding of the airplane. And ultimately, one of the challenges was how do you get out of the grounding? So a lot of the lessons from that are being applied right now to anything the FAA is thinking about. But the political pressure is enormous. I mean, it is the rest of the world against the FAA right now, and they want to be data-driven behind what they're doing and understand what the link is or not. But ultimately, it's such an aberration. You know, out of an abundance of caution, we see airlines and regulators taking this step.
How remarkable is it that the FAA is not leading the way? You've got federal aviation regulators in more than a dozen or two dozen other countries saying, no, this plane's not flying, and the FAA is not leading the way.
It is significant. I think they're trying to hold the line on their view that they want to understand if there is a link or not a link. You know, I think it comes back to the idea that you have, obviously, the first main regulator to stand down this airplane was China.
Yeah.
And China is trying to assert itself in its own role as a global regulator with a third of these airplanes flying. So it is a sign of a new time, to some extent, where you see China asserting itself in this way,
right,
in global leadership or on aviation safety.
Right. And we should say here, Asia is a huge, if not the biggest market for Boeing products, right?
China is the single biggest market. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Asia is the single biggest market.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And China is part and parcel the key to the future for both Boeing and Airbus. They need right Chinese demand for their airplanes.
John Ostrower is the editor-in-chief of The Air Current. John, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your expertise.
Thanks so much.